Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a great day and a great week so far. It's Thursday, 11 p.m. here on the East Coast, and very excited to have back on the show today for part two of the special edition, Wilho's Sorry. Now, Wilho has been on the show with us for quite a bit of time now. He is a performer, musician, and really, it's been a pleasure to have him on. He is a he plays the cantela, and let's check to see if Wilho is on the air with us now. And
yes,
Wilho, are you there?
He is.
All right,
he's
perfect.
On the
thank
air.
You, Wilho. How you doing, Wilho? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, Wilho, as I was mentioning, this is part two now of a special edition that we're doing with you, a continuation of the original series, which is, you know, has been a great pleasure of mine to have you on the show. And, it's amazing because we get to listen to you actually perform, and we're playing songs from your couple of albums that you have out now, which is great. So just real quick, Wilho, just to reintroduce you to our new audience that might be listening now for the first time, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Well, I grew up in Nacelle, Washington. That's in southwest corner of Washington State, about 20 miles from the Pacific Ocean. My parents are from Finland. But I was born here in Nacelle, and my wife Kaisa, she came from Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And yes.
And so, how was it that you actually got into playing the cantela?
Actually, I'm a fifth-generation player, but I never started playing it till I turned 50. My dad played almost every night after work. That was his thing. My great-great-grandmother, Greta Haapasalo, was well-known in the 1800s in Finland as a cantela player. She went around and practically raised her family and supported them by going around playing the cantela, a family she had of 11 children.
Wow.
And there's a statue of her in Finland. But I didn't start playing till, about 15 years after Dad passed away. I picked up his old cantela. I had a music background, and I knew how Dad played it. And when I started to play it, it was so easy. It was just like I had done it before. So I've been at it now 34 years. Uh-oh, that tells my age.
Well, don't worry. We won't share that with everybody on the air. So Wilho, I mean, to have that ability to play, to pick it up and play it like that, I mean, what do you attribute to that type of musical skill? I mean, obviously, your father and your background, your historical background, your family and everything had, you know, obviously excessive knowledge of how to play instruments. But would you say that was something that kind of contributed directly to that? I mean, or did you get into other instruments, you know, prior to it?
I played the trumpet, baritone, bass horn, and the piano and organ. I had a music background in college, and but I didn't hardly touch the cantela until years later, and
sure.
I knew how Dad played it, so for me it was very easy to see how this Finland's national instrument cantela was played.
The cantela. Very cool. Now, describe to the audience what exactly the cantela is. I mean, you know, because when I heard you play it before, obviously, I've always described it as something similar to like a guitar. But why don't you give people a little background as to that
a
little bit more?
Sure. Some people you have the cantaloupe on their laps and play it, but I use a table, a low table, and the cantaloupe I play has 36 strings, and the smaller cantaloupes are there are 5 stringers, 10 stringers, different size cantaloupes. And the 5 stringers, I've gone to the grade school and taught the kids to play tunes with them. And in a few weeks, they were able to ready to play at the school program.
Very nice. Now, isn't it more difficult to play an instrument with 36 strings, obviously, as opposed to your standard guitar that, you know, only has, you know, 5 strings or 6?
Well, basically, I play the melody with the right hand and some harmony with it, but my left hand plays the accompaniment, the bass notes, and so to me, it just has been very easy. My sister is a player, and my daughter is a player. The three of us play together sometimes.
So you really have a family affair going on with this.
Yes, right.
Very nice. Very cool. So now, Wilho, you've released 2 albums, right?
Right now I have 2 CDs. The one is, it's Wilhon Vindilta. That means Wilho is my name in Finnish, Wilho. Vintilda is from the attic, in other words, from my head. These are tunes that I've written myself, and so basically these are all tunes that I've written on this CD, Wilhon Vintilda, except
the
last one is my great-great-grandmother's piece that she has written.
And
the other other CD is Kantala Songs of Praise. It's basically church music in both Finnish and English.
Very cool. So what was the, do you have a strong spiritual background then that was something that you felt you needed to do?
Yeah. I grew up in the Nacelle Assembly of God Church here, and that's where we attend now. My last years of teaching were in Nacelle, in a youth camp, state teenage prison.
Sure.
Here in Nacelle, and my wife was, who is from Finland, she was a high school, a language teacher. She. After we got married, she majored in Spanish in college. So she taught Spanish for 25 years in Nacelle, and then she also taught German, which she learned in Finland. And her third language that she was teaching was Finnish. Third generation Finn kids wanted to learn Finnish. So had 3 languages going. And we are both now retired here in Nacelle.
Very cool. And so how interesting is that now for you? I mean, to be able to speak and understand different languages, obviously. I mean, how challenging is Finnish as opposed to other languages in that area, in the Scandinavian area?
Well, this in Nacelle used to be a very Finnish community. There are 3 churches here, and when I was small, they were all Finnish churches. Now they are all English. So they've all changed.
And so when it comes to your heritage, right, Wilho, I mean, this is obviously a big portion of your life, I can assume, and from talking with you about it, too, I mean, you know, obviously, you take a lot of experience and a lot of the background and experience and heritage and everything that you bring into it, what would you say kind of inspires you most, though, when you're trying to write a song?
Oh, I don't know. I get a little start on the melody, and then, of course, it leads to the rest of the song, but it just, the beginning of it is usually what gets me going on it. Right now, I'm somewhere in the middle, 4,000 mm-hmm. pieces that I've written.
Sure. Well, as I know that you've always, it sounds like every day you're always working on something new and something different, right?
Right. Yeah, no, that's been my hobby. In fact, the past year or two, we haven't traveled very much, and I've been basically at home writing music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, do you have anything that you'd like to play for us live right now?
Well, I can start off with a Finnish tune, and I was thinking about doing a few tunes that are close to the neighboring countries of Finland. I'll start off with a Finnish song. Kotimaani ompi Suomi. My homeland is Finland.
All right, very cool. And this is Will Hosari on CMC Radio.
The next tune that I'm going to play is I Have Heard of a City of Wonder, and this is a Russian tune, evidently.
Very nice. And as always, Will, I always say the beauty of the instrument that you play is really just the fact that it's so soothing. I mean, it's just every song has a very nice flow to it and every very just pretty atmosphere to it, which is great.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The next tune is, this tune is from Sweden. He the Pearly Gates Will Open. Thank you.
nice. And well, now, where? What is that song based off of?
It's a church song, but it's from Sweden.
Very nice. And, Will, what is your... Getting back to the heritage kind of theme real quick, you know, what is everything that your family kind of, you know, incorporated and everything that you've come from, how does that affect your musical ability and what you're able to write?
Well, our family has always been in music. My sister, she's an outstanding piano player, and my daughter is too. And we all grew up in a school where there was a band. We played band instruments, and it's just been part of the family. Practically everyone in the family has played some instrument.
That's always a very nice feeling, right?
Yes, right. And let's see, here's...
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No, if you have another song you'd like to play for us, please do.
Well, this one I think is a U.S., United States song, Tennessee Waltz. And the next song is a song I've written myself, Me and My Roadie.
Very nice. And so, Willow, now, getting to the, you know, I know I've asked you this previously on other shows, but I'm just curious. How long does it typically take you to write a song?
Well, I write the songs directly into the computer. I have a music program. And some of these songs, it's an hour and a half. I get them written rather rapidly because I've been so used to writing music into the computer.
Sure. No, of course.
And sometimes it may take 2-3 hours, but that's at the most.
And that's type, probably the fun of it too, right? I mean, just having fun writing
right.
the song. Very cool.
Yeah.
Right. What's the program that you use now?
I can't think of the word. I'm sorry.
Is it something that's built into the computer system, though?
Yeah, it's in the system.
Very nice. Hey, that's perfect,
yeah.
right? Simple and easy. Now, for your albums that you recorded, though, you actually went to a recording studio for that, right?
For the Wilhelm Windild, I went to a recording studio in Vancouver, Washington. But the other one, the man who did it, he came here and he had the equipment, and we did the recording here locally.
Very nice. Now, what was it like going into an actual recording studio to record the record, you know, which was basically, like you said, all the songs that were from your head?
Yeah. What about them?
What was it like to go to a studio and do all that?
Oh, it was... They had all their equipment ready, so it was very easy for me. Like my Wilhelm Windild, the songs that I've written, there are 24 pieces in that CD.
Uh-huh.
And they're all things I've written myself, except the last one is my great-great-grandmother's piece.
Right.
Yeah.
And so as far as recording goes, though, I mean, you must have thought it was, you know, I mean, I've always been fascinated by musicians and how you kind of get yourself into the mood and the zone to really record something, because you have to kind of set yourself on a different level, right?
Yeah. I used to record them on the cassettes. Now I do it on these, what do I think of the word?
CDs,
yeah.
Sure. And nowadays, you know, it's so easy for people just to go online and do everything, so you can just kind of throw it up on iTunes and make it simple.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so, now, Wilho, since our last conversation, have you been away? Have you performed anywhere cool that you know, that you'd like to tell us?
Well, the past 2-3 years, we went to Minneapolis. FinFest was there, and I performed there. And before that, it was in northern Michigan. Can't think of the town anyway. So to those places, we've driven there. I was the performer of the year a few years ago, and then we did a lot of flying all the way from Maine down to Florida, California, Montana. We were just playing all over, but more recently now, my wife and I have been at home here in Nacelle, and so I've been basically writing new music.
That's great. And do you have any plans to record anything new or try to get out there a little bit more?
Well, I haven't really planned on that. What I would like to do sometime is do a Christmas CD of Christmas music and maybe do that together with my daughter. We'll see if that happens.
Now, a Christmas CD, that would be very cool. Definitely very interesting to hear.
Yeah,
do you have anything,
yeah.
do you play anything currently as far as Christmas songs go that you could actually play for us live?
I can't think of them right now, but they're basic Christmas tunes is what I would be playing.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Well, maybe for next time. I know the next show that we're going to have for the extended series here is going to be next Wednesday night, And that's going to be at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time,
uh-huh.
which is 3:30 p.m. by you over there
yeah,
in Washington,
right.
Washington State. So Wilho, as we have just about 4 minutes left in tonight's show, would you like to play us another song, or do you want us to play something from one of the records?
Well, if you want to go ahead and play one of the CDs.
Absolutely,
that would be fine.
Sure. So we're going to play something now from Willie's Attic, and I was thinking that we've played a bunch of different songs from this album already, and it's so cool though because I'm always fascinated by song titles and such. But tonight, for right now, I'm thinking why don't we play while we're in the middle of almost the late evening here in New York? Why don't we play Sunrise to be a little bit ironic? How's that sound?
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. So this is Ironic from Willie's Attic.
That was played on a five-string cantilever.
You know what?
Five strings.
Kind of, very cool. Yeah, and I see that on the description from the album. And again, for anyone listening, I want to make sure that everyone knows exactly where to pick up the album. So the best ways to contact you, Wilho, are by phone, obviously, which is 360-484-3825. Again, that's 360-484-3825, or send I guess people can send a message or a letter to your P.O. box?
Sure.
And the P.O. box is P.O. box 111 in Nacelle, Washington, 98638. And also I want to give out the email, which is kantele@wwest.net. And Wilho, we're running low on showtime here for tonight. But would you like to play something out to send us out off tonight? And we'll see you again next Wednesday.
Okay. Did you want me to do the playing this time?
Sure. Yeah, if you'd like to. Unless
yeah.
we can always play another song.
Okay.
That's fine. Sure.
Okay. Here's a tune. For little kids. Twinkle, twinkle.
Perfect. And again, thank you everybody for listening tonight to CMC Radio. We're going to see you again with Wilho next Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast. Thank you so much, Wilho, for coming on tonight, and we're going to see you again next week, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, Wilho, take care, and we'll talk to you next week, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for listening to CMC Radio. As always, I'm your host, Rob May, and have a great rest of the weekend. Take care, everybody.